This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Enrique C. Alvarez, date of birth July 25, 1970, case ID number is 6051852, date of exam July 21, 2023, duration of examination 45 minutes, medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Jose G. Donis, dated 3/27/2020, and medical records from LV Imaging, LLC, dated 1/3/20. There was also another medical record from Dr. Jose Donis, dated 6/16/2020. Identifying information, this is a 52-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of back problems. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment date was July 7, 2023, where he worked as a welder off and on for 20 years. During that time that he did work, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house with his wife, and his wife is not working. He is presently not receiving disability benefits. Allegation number one, back problems. History of allegations. The claimant states that in December of 2019, he was lifting a 40-pound welding machine and sustained a lumbar sacral back injury. The claimant states that the character of the pain is a sharp burning pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that radiates down to his right leg. He states he complains of numbness. The claimant was diagnosed with a L4, L5 herniated disc with listhesis. His limitations include being able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, sit for 20 minutes, lift approximately 10 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices he uses at this time. He has had approximately 34 injections of steroid for his lumbar sacral back pain. His daily activities include watching TV, doing light housework, going to the grocery store, but not doing any cooking or laundry. He states occasionally he will mow the yard if he feels okay. His physician is Dr. Munoz. He has not seen a chiropractor, but did receive 4 months of physical therapy. He was diagnosed with a herniated disc of the L5-S1 measuring approximately 3 millimeters posterior and 6 millimeters laterally. He was also diagnosed with S1 radiculopathy by EMGs. The MRI that was performed on January 3rd, 2020. The diagnosis that the claimant has is L4, L5 herniated disc of 3 millimeters posteriorly and 6 millimeters laterally, with right radiculopathy of the S1 nerve. The claimant is presently on baclofen 10 milligrams QD and meloxicam 15 milligrams QD, which he states does give him some relief. His condition appears to be stable at this time. Limitations, the claimant is able to walk one block, stand for 20 minutes, climb one flight of stairs with the rail, and bend over to pick up clothes. He is unable to squat. The claimant is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar top, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes, and lift approximately 10 pounds above his head. His physician is Dr. Hussein Munoz. He has no assistive devices that he uses at this time. His physical activity includes occasional chores and mows the grass when he feels up to it. Family history: his father died of cancer of the lungs at the age of 75. His mother died of hypertension and depression at the age of 76. Medications: enalapril, maleate, 10 milligrams QD, hydrochlorothiazide, 25 milligrams QD, baclofen, 10 milligrams QD, meloxicam, 15 milligrams QD. Medical problems: hypertension, comma, herniated disc of the L4, L5 with right radiculopathy, comma, history of appendectomy in 2003 and inguinal hernia repair on the right side in 2000. Social history: tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant denies any history of alcohol abuse. The claimant denies any delirium tremors or seizure disorder. Substance abuse: the claimant denies any use of marijuana, comma, cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. Communicable diseases: the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination: temperature is 97.8 Fahrenheit, weight 146 pounds, height 5 feet 8 and a half inches tall, BP 174 over 104 mmHg, heart rate 70 beats per minute, respiration 18 respirations per minute, BMI 22. General: this is a 52-year-old male who appears to be his stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to Snellen vision? OD uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. OS uncorrected is 20/20. Pinhole is 20/20. Binocular uncorrected is 20/20. Could you please drop down to cerebellar function? The claimant's gait was slow and unsteady, but symmetric. The claimant did not come with an assisted device. His hand-eye coordination was normal, and finger-to-nose was normal. Heel-to-shin exam was normal, and the Romberg sign was negative. Could you drop down to muscular skeletal? The claimant did have some palpable muscle spasms and tenderness of the lumbar sacral back area, especially of the right side. No joint swelling, erythema, effusion, or deformity was noted. There is normal range of motion of the cervical and thoracic spine. However, the claimant did have some decreased range of motion of the lumbar spine, especially of the lateral ranges of motion. The claimant was unable to forward flex within 3 inches of the floor. There is normal range of motion, motor, and sensory findings in the upper and lower extremities. Straight leg raise exam in the sitting position was 90 degrees bilaterally, and in the supine position was 50 degrees on the right side and 70 degrees on the left. He did appear to have a mild positive right straight leg raise. Sensory examination was normal to light touch throughout the body, except for the right leg where there was some decrease in sensation. There is normal range of motion and strength of both knees. The claimant was able to squat and get up on his own. No difficulty was noted upon the claimant's ability to rise from a sitting position, and the claimant was able to get up and down from the exam table, but with mild difficulty. The claimant had no difficulty in walking on his heels and toes, as well as being able to walk at a fairly normal tandem rate, but with some unsteadiness. He could stand on one foot bilaterally, but was unable to hop on each foot bilaterally. Assisted devices. The claimant does not require assisted device at this time. Neurological, grip strength is plus 5 over 5 bilaterally. Cranial nerves 2 through 12 were grossly intact. Reflexes were symmetrical. And biceps, brachioradialis, patellar, and Achilles reflexes were normal at plus 2. Sensory examination was normal to light touch, pinprick, and position sense was normal, except for the right lower extremity where there appears to be some mild decrease in sensory examination. There is no evidence of muscle wasting, but some muscle spasms noted. Muscle strength was plus 5 over 5 for all tested areas, except for the right lower extremity, which was plus 4 over 5. Fine and dexterous finger control is normal bilaterally. X-rays of the lumbar sacral spine. No acute findings. Functional capacity, based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is mildly restricted. He's able to lift, carry, and handle objects. He hears and speaks well. There is some evidence of joint deformity, bone and tissue destruction of the lumbar sacral back area where the claimant has a mild right radiculopathy. He is able to heel, toe, and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting, but does show some fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual field and mild limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to lumbar sacral back herniated disc with a mild radiculopathy of the right side. Probable diagnoses: number one, lumbar sacral back pain secondary to a herniated disc of the lumbar sacral back with mild radiculopathy. Grossly normal physical exam. The claimant does have some discomfort, but appears to be doing fairly well with his medications. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Enrique C. Alvarez.